rocks.
Well, good morning, Brack Hunter.
It is, because it's Friday.
Oh, we're almost done, buddy boy. Just about out of here. Get to the big weekend. This is going to be a fun weekend. I'm excited about it, man.
Me too.
It's going to be gone before we know it, but, you know.
Eventful weekend, yeah. That's for sure.
Make it work. I'm sure we'll do something stupid, and somebody will end up arrested. But, hey, that's we'll worry about that later. That's for future us to worry about.
Just don't fall through an ice hole.
I'll do my best. You might have to worry about it with those thin little legs of yours. You got to be careful.
Hey, you know what? I've been thinking about it, so...
You just
I'm sticking careful. Around. I'm not leaving people too far. You know, and I'm on the. I need something to grab onto.
I'll put a rope around you. You'll be all right, buddy. You'll be all right. Anyway, just about out of time here right now. It is time for our final thoughts and opinions. Final fact and opinion for today. Before our Jerry's thoughts, if you will.
Yeah,
I got a good one here that you'll like. This fact: Sony was producing and selling a Walkman with a cassette player until 2010, dude.
What?
Yeah, till 2010, they were selling a Walkman with a cassette
player.
Dude,
you know what, though? Here's the thing. And I think, that was the tail end. I never saw the Walkman, but they definitely had a Discman for a while. When I was working at Best Buy way back in the day, I was like, I can't believe they're still selling
this. Still got them,
but
man.
You know what? Here's what I figured out while I was working there. Nobody else is.
That's true.
Nobody. If you want one. You got to go to Sony.
Have you looked, like, and go back to that point. And in my mind, I was still kind
of
thinking.
This is before Amazon.
Yeah, of course.
This is before when you could just look something up and it was at your doorstep in 2 seconds.
I still think CD players are a little expensive for what they are. When I look, I'm like, you guys might want to bring the price down just a bit. Just a bit.
Discmans aren't cheap. They're not cheap. Dude, you know what thing is gone and it'll never come back? Is the square iPods with the circle thing on it. Remember then they came out with the Nano, and then they came out with the bigger one, and the 128
The Shuffle, and all. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Zune. Remember the Zune? I don't know if you ever had one of those.
How many products went kerplooey because of the cell phone?
Oh, man. So many. So many. You think about GPS.
Like you had a pocket full of things.
Yep.
And then the cell phone came out. I was like, you know, we're going to put all of this into this.
There's an old ad from the 90s, and it's some guy, like, standing behind a computer, a VCR, a camcorder, a Walkman. Like, it's all right there, and it's like, one day, this will all fit in your pocket. And we're like, what?
Yeah, right.
No way, dude. No way.
You know,
and now
sure
it does. And what do? We bitch about them constantly. It's something to marvel at. If you were to show it to somebody in the medieval times, they would think you were a witch and burn you at the stake. And we just walk around and we complain about it. All right.
Just how big the products were, too. Everything was massive.
So
the VCR was like 50 pounds.
Dude, with the man, remember the old VCR camcorders? Dude, you had to put a VHS or a VHS camcorder. You had to put a VHS tape into this thing. You'd throw out your shoulder lifting that thing up, man. Man, oh, man. Good times.
Classic.
Good times. I will say there is this kind of resurgence as a like kind of a nostalgia thing. There's some bands from the 90s who are putting out new stuff, and they're making a cassette version. They need to stop doing that. And just because here's the thing, folks. Like, it's cool.
What to do with it?
It might look good on my man, but exactly what? Am I going to play that? And also, it wasn't good-sounding stuff. It did not sound good on the cassette tape at all.
You know.
Then God forbid you left it in your car on a cold day. I got to warm up my cassette tape. It's cold.
What's cold? If you had a cassette right now, I gave you one. Hey, you need to play this right now. What would be the fastest place you could go?
I hate to say it, truck. I could run to
You're
my truck.
About a cassette. It, does,
it still does.
Nice.
It still does. And you better believe I got the adapter on that thing. So
there's
nothing more, I think, awe-inspiring for the time that we're in. As plugging in my cassette adapter into my iPhone, which because I gotta have the adapter that goes from the aux to the iPhone, dude. It's so weird. It's so trippy.
One end of the cord is 2021. The other end of the cord is 1992, dude.
When the future meets the past, that's right in Brock's truck. It's like a time machine in there, man. Anyway, so there you go, Sony. I probably didn't need to go until 2010, but you know, hey, you do you. All right, that is your final fact and opinion. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.